भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Nayam namaskritya narottama bhavishyam sa. Anyway, I'll just skip this one. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 1, Text 15, entitled The Manu's Administration of the Universe, this chapter. Ihate Bhagavan Isho Nahi Tatra Visajate Atmalabena Purnarto Navasidanti Enotam Tate Bhagavan Isho Nahita travisa jayate atma atma labena purnato navasidanti yeno tam iham bhagavanisho nahita travisa jayate atma labena purnato Navasidanti yenotam. Please chant. Ihate, engage in activities of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Ishaha, the Supreme Controller. Na, not he, indeed. Tatra, in such activities. visajate, he become entangled. Atmalabhena, because of his own gain. Purna artaha, who is self-satisfied. Not avasidanti, are disheartened. Ye, person who, anu, follow. Tam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is full in opulence by His own gain, yet He acts as the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of this material world. In spite of acting that way, He is never entangled. Hence, devotees who follow in His footsteps are also never entangled. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 3.9, yagyartat karma non yatra lokoyan karma bandhanaha. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work binds one to this material world. If we do not act in Krishna consciousness, we shall be entangled like silkworms in cocoons. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appears in order to teach us how to work so that we will not be entangled in this material world. Our real problem is that we are entangled in materialistic activities, and because we are conditioned, our struggle continues through punishment in material existence in one body after another in different forms of life. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 15.7, Mama ivam shayo jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha manayastan triyani prakriti stani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with six senses, which include the mind. The living entities are actually minute forms who are part and parcels of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is full in everything, and the small particles of the Lord are also originally qualified like Him. But because of their minute existence, they are infected by material attraction and thus entangled. We must therefore follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then, like Krishna, who is never entangled by His material activities of creation, maintenance, and annihilation, we will have nothing for which to lament. Navasidanti yenutam. Krishna personally gives instructions in Bhagavad Gita, and anyone who follows these instructions is liberated. Following Krishna's instructions is possible when one is a devotee, for Krishna instructs, then one should become a devotee. Mamama bhava mad bhakto mamyaji mam namaskuru. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Bhagavad Gita 18.65. Always thinking of Krishna means chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, but unless one is an initiated devotee, he cannot do this. As soon as one becomes a devotee, he engages in deity worship, Madhyaji. A devotee's business is to offer obeisances to the Lord and the spiritual master constantly. This principle is the recognized way to come to the platform of bhakti. As soon as one comes to this platform, he gradually understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And simply by understanding Krishna, one is liberated from material bondage. Om Agnati Mirandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshul Mitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, in these words today, we have again Swayabhuvam Manu is speaking. Sublime words about Sri Krishna. And according to these words and words spoken before, we can figure out then Swayabhuvam Manu is his master at Bhagavad Gita, actually. He's really master of Bhagavad Gita. And of course, because Lord Manu directly heard Bhagavad Gita from Sun God, Vivasvan, and Vivasvan was instructed by Lord Krishna himself. So this is confirmed in the four number one goes verse in Bhagavad Gita. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Imam Vivasvate Yoga Praktavan Aha Avyayam Vivasvam Manave Praho Manor Ikshvakave Bravit. The personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, said, I instruct this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god Vivasvan, and Vivasvan instruct it to the Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instruct it to Ikshvaku. So, to illustrate the greatness of Bhagavad Gita, we can meditate about description how old is Bhagavad Gita. So, at the present moment, we passed about 5,000 years of Kali Yuga, and Kali Yuga will last 432,000 years in the future. Before that was Dvapara Yuga, 800,000 years. And before that is Teta Yuga, 1,200,000 years. So when 1,200,000 years plus 800,000 years plus 500,000 years, this is 2,500,000 years. No, 2,005,000 years, okay. So this is amazing how old is Bhagavad Gita. And Manu spoke to his disciple Ikshvaku, who was king on this planet Earth 2 million years ago. And that means Bhagavad Gita is spoken here and is known 2 million years ago, and actually 500 years ago, and 5,000 years is re-spoken by Krishna. So, you know, just to meditate about that is very fascinating, and you know, you really have to get taste to read about that, to meditate about, you know, how old is Bhagavad Gita. And coming back to Manu, age of the current Manu is calculated to last some 305,300,000 years. And Lord Manu just passed half of his life, and his calculated is like 120,400,000 years. So this is really long time. And basically Bhagavad Gita is spoken 120,400,000 years ago. Just yesterday one guest asked me how old is Bhagavad Gita, and I have some relationship with him 2-3 weeks ago, and we just spoke a little bit about different subject matter. And he said, and I said to him, actually, I hear then some scientists, you know, he know about Dr. Karma Prabhu, they find out, you know, some remnants of, you know, lost civilization from millions and millions of years ago. So, and we discussed a little bit about that. So in this regard, I was free to tell him, you know, then Bhagavad Gita is old, you know, in Bhagavad Krishna himself spoke Bhagavad Gita in the statement inside, and he told to Vivasan, and he accepted, you know. Probably somebody, some other guest was there who was not aware about that. Probably I will not tell him about that. But, you know, some people are ready, that, ready to hear these things, and they can relish these things, this beautiful information about Krishna. So, so I want to set something about, for sure, connected this verse, beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, how it's important to have this higher taste about Krishna and those informations. We know that there are nine main processes in devotional service: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaravanam, Shravanam, hearing, Kirtanam, chanting, Vishnu, Smaravanam, remembering, Archanam, worshipping. And by performing all of those nine processes, or just one of them, we can get perfection in life. And and in our movement, Prabhupada emphasizes so much about book distribution, how this is most important activity and is our family business. But he also said about many other things. He said, you know, he wants, even at the beginning of a moment, then people should have a chance to finish Bhakti Shastri, you know, and he wants many other things, family project, I mean, farm projects. He wants to establish Varnashrama. He wants Harinam, book distributions, many restaurants. You know, he wants so many projects. And some devotees in our movement, they get special taste about different different preaching programs and in different aspects of devotional service. So some people, they are very much into book distribution. We have here in our society, some people really get a taste, or some people into kirtan or chanting and. I mean, this is like two categories. One is nine processes of devotional service, Shravanam Kirtanam. Somebody really like to develop attachment to Hare Krishna, Mahamantra, to chanting or kirtan. And somebody want to study, want to relish, you know, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And in case of preaching, somebody like to work in a restaurant in our society here, and working in Govindas, you know. There's some special kind of taste actually there, you know, when somebody comes, some guest, and you give them chance to know about culture, Krishna culture, and what to speak about when somebody comes on a Sunday feast, and you have desire and chance to speak about Krishna to him. So this kind of taste is gradually developed, actually, the more we are performing our particular service. Like in book distribution, if you perform this kind of service for some times, you really develop some kind of taste and desire to do this more and more and to perfect this. One of 26 qualities of devotees is actually that he is expert. So we should try to be really expert in what we are performing. And so this kind of taste we should develop for any kind of, for example, special this nine kind of process of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, they're all connected. For sure, chanting and reading is connected with preaching. More we read about Krishna, more we are inspiring to preach, and we are empowered to preach. And so taste for study, Srila Prabhupada books, is something really extra and ordinary, and is not easy to attain. And this is some our basic process, Shravanam, hearing, this beginning. So we have to come to this kind of stage of taste, then when you're relishing the, when you read a book, you just want to read more and more and more. You want to come to the stage, then when you stop it, you just cannot wait again because you stop it to stop to read because you have to do other services, daily services. You have to, you know, go to sleep and, you know, our sadhana, what is made of. But in the same time, you just wait the next time when you again come to the same page when you stop to read Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita and want to read more and want to be absorbed again. And when you finish again daily reading, you come to the stage, then you won't just feel some kind of separation. When I will read again, oh, now I have to go here, you know, but I want to come back again and to read again, to relish, Just this information about, this millions and millions of years ago, Bhagavad Gita is spoken. I mean, this is something really extraordinary if you think about, just this small information. Same with it, like name of Krishna, If you say just one time Krishna, there's so much taste there. So in Bhagavad Gita is explained how should we try to be pure devotee of Krishna. Sorry, I'm just thinking about something. I just think about Ramadas, sorry. I think about how I want to say something about Ramadas, how we I met him a few times, I didn't know so much about him, but, I regret why I didn't be with more with him. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit emotional, but what can I say? Sorry for that, okay. I want to say this on the end, how it's important, actually, always be Krishna conscious. No wait for the last moment to think about Krishna, because, in any moment you can die, and you have to think about Krishna. So if you don't think about Krishna now, later it's too late. So we have to help one another to be Krishna conscious, while we are still alive in good condition. Otherwise, I was there a few times, but I had to do so many things, my sadhana, But now I regret why I didn't be more with him. But, other devotees with him also, and I really have has great hope and then a real chance he can go home back to God. He may be there already. Or if not, if he's not there, Krishna gave him chance to go to according with duration of his life, or devotional services plan. He can be in heavenly planets now, and after that he can take birth in aristocratic family or family of Brahmana, or even maybe some understanding, then if he has great chance to preach or to be Krishna conscious, to preach, Krishna can arrange to, can take birth immediately, family of devotees, and he can continue to do his devotional service. So, in Bhagavad Gita, it's so nice literature. There is all verses in Bhagavad Gita explain about how we should be pure devotee of Krishna, how we should develop. Krishna spoke about himself, how she should develop quality of Krishna in what we have in mind degree. And if you read carefully Srimad Bhagavatam, actually in every pages of in purport of Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioned so much, so many verses of Bhagavad Gita. So it's explained then Bhagavad Gita is basic, and if you just read Bhagavad Gita, you can go home back to Godhead, you can be Krishna conscious. And all verses from Srimad Bhagavatam is connected with, like even this verse is today what we are reading connected with the verse from Bhagavad Gita. So in a 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is explained how demoniac and divine nature, how people can develop demoniac or divine nature according with their desire. So Krishna gave us the choice when we read this book to choose what we want, you know, good quality or bad quality. So if you want Krishna, you can go to Krishna. If you want big cats and dogs, you can go there. Depend of you. And so today in modern day society, there are basically, you can say, two kind of people. One who are very materialistic, ordinary materialistic people. They have their priests, you know, materialistic scientists who preach them about and all these qualities, subtle qualities of, you know, compassion to others, love, truthfulness, you know, be merciful, charitable. It's just product of the brain waves, and you don't need to think about it. It's just temporary, you know, manifestation of brain waves. And you just do your life, you do whatever you want, I do whatever I want, just don't bother me, and that's it. After that, everything's finished. And another kind of people are people who try to be spiritualists, like yogis, gyanis, and bhaktas. And somebody who is not bhakta is explained, then they're also hovering on a mental platform, and there are so many groups today in modern day society, different spiritual groups, who don't have clear clue what is actually spiritual quality, what is really, what does it mean bhakti, what does it mean love of God. They don't have clear clue. And so product of these two kind of people is today society. You know, you see so many problems, so many very bad things is going in the world, and people are asking themselves, why is like that? Because their product, everything that is happening is product of their inner action and activity. So because they don't know what Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, they don't have clue, they don't have this kind of books, nobody give to them. This is why they are doing these things and they are suffering. So in if you pick up daily news and you can see, you know, devotees, they don't need even to pick up, they immediately throw in garbage if they read highlights, because they know that's it, you know. But modern other people, they're just bewildered, and this is going on. So in 15th chapter, 7, in 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 7 verse, the yoga of the Supreme Person is explained, Prabhupada mentioned here, the second, how I just lost the page. So what is the 15th? Mm-hmm. Anyway, no problem. Okay, Prabhupada said that in 15th chapter 7 is explained how, actually 8, 9, 10, 11, I was just reading yesterday, is explained how Krishna said how living entities in this material world, they are carrying a different conceptual of life, like air is carrying different aromas. And with this different conception of life, they are taking another body. Actually, subtle body, they care them, prepare them to go to next life. And because they are not aware of that, because they are bewildered, there's another word, bewildered by everlasting lust and desire, they cannot perceive what's going on. They cannot perceive then in 8:15-10, in verses explain how another gross bodies develop around certain type of nose, eyes, tongue, you know, ears, and sense of touch, which are grouped about mind. And they enjoy this kind of life with a particular sense, set of sense objects what are given to them according with their karma. So Krishna offered to them 8,400,000 species of life. So they are not aware, even in this lifetime, like human, they cannot make distinction between spirit and matter, and they don't know about, they don't even, some of them, they don't think about, like if ordinary materialistic people think, you think that mind is just, you know, product of brain waves, whatever you think. So Bhagavad Gita can give them a clue about that, and somebody who study Bhagavad Gita, he can be Jnana Chakshu. So he can have this kind of, he can open the eyes of knowledge and can see what's going on. And so devotee, they can see really very clearly. Then many of these people, really, there'll be cats and dogs. They'll get this kind of body. If you just come out on the street, you can see so many cats and dogs, you know. So there are humans from previous life, maybe a year ago, 2 years, 3 years, depend how old is this cat or dog. You see, so before he was human. I mean, just think about human, or maybe he was something else, whatever, but get his body again, any kind of body, what is not human. And so this is also some kind of taste. You get a kind of taste to think about that, you see. It's a little bit bitter taste. We always think about this taste about holy name, being in ecstasy, you see. This is okay. But it's also another kind of taste to think about, you know, this bitter taste, what you will be if you are not Krishna conscious. And so it's explained that somebody who is very highly developed, who have very highly developed consciousness, he can see that. So we are going to that direction. You know, it's explained actually in one of the texts in Bhagavad Gita, text 11 on the same chapter, how endeavoring transcendentalists who are situated in self-realization can see all this clearly, but those whose mind are not developed, are not situated in self-realization, cannot see that clearly. So these two words is very significant if you think about somebody who is situated and somebody whose mind is not situated. So we can also think about, we are actually inspiring devotee. You know, real devotee, you can say, is, you know, high developed devotees like Rupa Goswami. So we are Rupa Nuga, we are followers of Rupa Nuga, Rupa Goswami. So you know, think about if you are really situated in self-realization, if your mind is really situated in self-realization, is things what we have to think about and try to achieve. Otherwise, you're like inspired devotee, when moment of death come, you cannot be completely sure, you know, if you really, you know, can think about Krishna. Devotee can sing about Hare Krishna about you, but, you know, have a good luck, you know, you should pray, help one another, but, so, so Krishna said in another verse, 1865, in Bhagavad Gita, how we should always think about him, 24-hour day, should be his devotee. And in this way, guarantee we will see him face to face. And in a purport, Krishna said how this is the most confidential knowledge. Actually, think about Krishna's form all the time. Krishna's form is also not different from Krishna, and everything what we do is not different from Krishna. That means this also thinking about Krishna. But specifically, maybe we can take advantage in deity greeting, when we look at Krishna, we should really try to absorb our mind and our senses wherever we have time and look at Krishna and try to impress in our mind. Mind is actually very, very powerful and have capacity to have different images. So that instead of that, to have millions and trillions different images in our mind, where we get it from many previous life and sometimes come in our mind, come up when we are chanting or whatever in a dream, especially in a dream. So when we are where we are thinking about Krishna and his form, we have chance to actually think a moment of that about Krishna when a moment of that come. And so this is basically everything what I have to say today. And again, we can pray and think about Ram Prasad in a positive way and pray for his mercy wherever he is, to pray for us. And this is all I have to say today. I'm sorry for, I was a little bit emotional, but please forgive me. Does somebody have some question or comments?
I just want the devotees to know that I had a number of activities to do last night, and then when I was about to take rest, I guess about 11:30, around then, Ratna Bhushana put out the notice on Facebook that Ram Prasad had left his body at 10 o'clock. So it was nice to see around the world the devotees' response to Ram Prasad, and the blessings and the feelings and well-wishing and gratitude they had towards all the devotees that were instrumental. New Dwarka, who was instrumental, Ratna Bhushana, Neil, Martin, Bhrugupati Prabhu, all the people. There's so many, I can't even say them all. And it was just amazing how much you could, emotion was floating through the ether towards Ram Prasad, and I was thinking, why so devotees are being touched. I gotta admit, I wept last night. And I was thinking, why touch so much? Because it touched the heart of our Rukmini Dwarkadish. And we are part of Rukmini Dwarkadish. And when it's dear to Rukmini Dwarkadish, it's dear to all the devotees. And he had done so much service, so many years. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. I just also want to say something about him. When I was with him on the first time, you know, and there is some devotee were around him, and I, by Krishna's mercy, I had some nice exchange with him. You know, he was keeping my hand, he was massaging me, and I was telling him something about Krishna. And I have, by Krishna's grace, some kind of realization, actually, how he was extremely humble, you know, to me. One time, actually, I have to go outside because some devotee told me something about something, you know, can you see something outside of his door, something's going on there? And I went there, and didn't tell him that I'm coming out. And after that, I came to him, and he immediately to tell me, Oh, I'm sorry, did I offend you? Why went away? Did I offend you? No. You didn't offend me, you know. And after that also, Krishna gave me this kind of realization how actually when he was dealing with person who is dying, then you also have such respect with everybody around. You are so careful, you know, with all other devotees. You are so respectful, you know. So this is really great lesson. Then we should always, you know, think about. And if I see, you know, Bhakta Eric, you know, now he's in this form. I mean, tomorrow if something happened to him and his body just laying down the floor, by Krishna's grace, it will not happen. I just say example. But, you know, can you see the difference? You know, so how is important to relate with another now in a very nice, respectful way. And you can even think about, you know, when Bhishma Deva was on the arrow of bed of arrows, one of his instructions was actually, should always actually think about that. Basically always, not being like fanatic, but think about that in any moment you can die. And this really make very serious, very respectful, very humble, you know. But under illusion, we think that we can enjoy, you know, we even like devotee, you know. So there's some saying you can think about, you can live long life and make plan how to preach, how to make Krishna conscious. And at the same time, you can think about in every day, this may be last day how or my chanting, or my preaching, my association with another devotee. Something else? Somebody say something else?
Ram Prasad was actually a very humble person. I remember the first time that I went over there to give some service. And I went over there and I was actually trying to regulate my schedule. So I was like kind of like my head was somewhere else. But I went over there and I started talking to him. And the first thing he had asked me is what he could do for me. And I don't know, that just like struck me, because at that time I knew that he was on his way, you know, to his advancement. And I don't know, it really like touched me to think that somebody in that state is still trying to think of what service he can provide for others.
Hare Krishna. I remember I was told by Balagopala Prabhu about the condition of Ram Prasad. But a few days after he told me, I was in the restaurant, and Ram Prasad came, and he himself told me, "Say, Acharya, do you know what's going on with me?" And I said, actually, I didn't want to say yes. I said, "Oh, what happened?" And he said, "So I got a diagnostic that I'm going to die. I have this problem." And I said, "So what are you going to do? Are you planning to go to the dam, India?" And he said, no. Anyway, a few days after, I went to my country for a month. And when I came back, the news I got first from him is that the doctors told him that he's going to stay for almost 6 or 8 months. So, but when I left, in a month, he was already, like the disease was going on very faster. So when I came back, the devotees told me, "You should go and see Ram Prasad." Anyway, I was, you know, in my recovering days of my trip and many other things, I couldn't go. And yesterday, Bhakta Vatsala Prabhu told me, "You should go and see Ram Prasad soon, because the nurse said that he will live only 2 more days at the most." And right after that, so Radha Kripa and I, we went to see Ram Prasad. So we opened the door. We came inside, and actually I couldn't see him because one person who was in there, he didn't allow me to go closer to him, because he said there were so many people, you should come later, you know. Anyway, I didn't want to discuss with that person. I didn't want to argue. I said, "Okay, I'll come back." So I left the room, and I came to my room. I was a little upset. I said, "Well, hopefully tomorrow I will see him." So I fall asleep. Usually I fall asleep around 9:30 or 10 o'clock, but yesterday I fell asleep very early, around 8:30. Even I was having like 2 rounds left and I couldn't finish my rounds. I just fell asleep very, very deeply. And around 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up. And what happened is that I have a dream with Ram Prasad. Like he came to me. He was wearing shorts and very nicely, smiling. And I saw him, and I said, Prabhu, so thank you. So, sorry, I couldn't see you. He smiled. And then I woke up, and I told Lochan, I got a dream with Ram Prasad. He came to me. So, and this morning, I got the news that he left his body. So, unfortunately, I couldn't go and see him by Krishna's mercy. He's a nice devotee, always kind to me. We were always kind to everybody, but he always showed a lot of kindness to myself, to my person, and I'm very grateful for that. Jai Ram Prasad Prabhu Ki.
Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Premanande.